Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show. A moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. Listen to real-life testimonies from women and men just like you who have gone from victim to victorious. Sit back, listen, connect in the chat room, and share the show with a friend. Here's your host, author, and motivational speaker, Nicole Cleveland.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Breathe Again, the radio show. Yes, I am your host. I'm Nicole Cleveland, and we come to you each week with stories of victory and stories of women and men overcoming adversity, and we do what we do so we let people know that they're not by themselves. We want people to know that God is no respecter of persons, and if he did it for us, he definitely will do it for you as well. And so that's why we do what we do each and every week. I can tell you that I love what I do and I do what I love each and every week because it's not about me. It's about glorifying God in and through me and in and through the guests that come onto this show. So I am just humbled to do what he has called me to do. This is my vision. This is my purpose. And God has chosen me. So I'm just excited about that. I want you to connect with us online at Breathe Again on Twitter. On Facebook, I want you to like our page. It's Breathe Again Mag. And if you have a powerful testimony, I want to interview you. I want to hear from you. You know, your testimony is not for yourself. You're just not supposed to sit on your testimony and say, I'm healed, I'm delivered, I'm set free, and so there it goes, and then you go on to work the next day. That's not how it works. You know, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. There are people waiting for you. They need to know what God has brought you through and what he's done for you so they can have some hope. We're supposed to be beacons of light. We're supposed to be messengers of hope. How do we do that? Everyone's not going to preach. Everyone's not going to grace a pulpit, but we can share our story. We can provide hope to that next person that's going through. It's unfair to just let them sit there and think that they're by themselves. So that's what we do, and I want to interview you. So go to breatheagainmagazine.org, and then you can click share your story, complete the submission form, and then somebody will contact you and schedule you to be on our show. I'm excited about today's show. It's going to be a fun show, a fun show. I have my junior producer, a.k.a. my daughter. She is going to be, I'm training them up. You know, my 16-year-old was always with me at events and things of that nature, and I have my 10-year-old here helping me produce today, so she's going to be playing the audios for me, so to God be the glory for her, so I just needed to shout her out. Nana, I love Nana. Love her. So today's show is all about following your dreams, chasing after your dreams. We've all been in a place where we know God has called us to something or has given us a dream or a vision, and sometimes some things happen that will just knock the heck out of you. Life happens to us, and people happen to us, and sometimes we stop dreaming, we stop moving forward, we give up, we lose hope because somebody did something to us. But today's show, my guest today, has a victorious testimony. Her name is Grace Gilliam, and she just dropped a new single called The Jesus Slide. We're going to be playing that in a few minutes. But she's going to also share a little bit about her story, how she had a dream. She's an artist. She's a gospel artist. And she knows that's what she's been called to. And there's been some obstacles in the way. She's just going to share that story with you and provide some hope to those that are out here still dreaming. Because I always say, if you stop dreaming, you stop living. Because we all should continue to dream. That's going to be in our first segment. And then in the second segment, we're going to have Mavis on the line. And she's going to talk. It's our event spotlight, and she's going to talk a little bit about the upcoming women's luncheon, the service at Colossians Baptist Church in Newport News. But I think I just got it mixed up. Mavis is going to come on first, and then we're going to have Grace come on. So what we do each and every week is we play a prayer. We set the atmosphere because we understand that it's not about us and it's all about Jesus. And so we're going to go ahead and say our prayer, and then we're going to bring Mavis on the line. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Father, Father, you hear our hearts this morning?
Hold. Come on, hold.
We do not want to settle. We do not want to find our comfortable position and put up our tent there and be happy with you blessing me and mine. Father, we understand today that forgiveness and reconciliation and blessing and favor is given for reason, Lord God. It is given for purpose, Father. And today, God, we say, forgive us, Father, when we have taken on this attitude, Lord God, of all you've done. Father, use us, God, use us, pick us, choose us, Father. We want to spend ourselves. Father, I want to get to heaven with a life poured out, not with a life that looks perfect, Father. I want it to not look good. I want it to be good, Father. We love you today, Father God. We love you today, Father God. We love you today, Father God. Let our love be seen, Father God, on this earth. Let our love be carved out, Father God, on the pavements of our neighborhoods. Let our love be carved out for you, Father. Oh, Jesus, for the lonely. Lord, for the state that we were in. We were in that state, God. Yet someone bothered to take the time and present you to us. We'll never, ever take it for granted. And in turn, we live our lives as a thank you. As a thank you, Father. As a thank you.
Absolutely love that prayer. That's Darling Check and Israel and New Breed. So what we're going to do is we're going to bring Mavis on the line right now. Mavis Yvonne Brittick-Dixon, she is spearheading the women's luncheon over at Galatians Baptist Church. And so we're going to bring her on the line. Mavis, are you there?
I am here, Nicole. I am here, and I'm just so excited.
Amen, amen, Mavis. Thank you so much for joining us. A lot of times I'm out here promoting lots of people and other people, and sometimes when I have things coming up and I'm speaking or I'm sharing somewhere, I don't promote myself. And so I'm like, hey.
That's right.
Maybe we should start talking about that, too, on the show today. So thank you so much for joining us on today. Mavis, give us a little history about Galatians Baptist Church over there in Newport News.
Well, Galatians Baptist Church is located on Fort Eustis Boulevard in the city of Newport News, and we're one of the older churches in the area. In fact, next month we'll be celebrating 147 years. So we've been around for a while, so we're involved in a lot, and we're just a church full of people that just love God and want to do the things that are right and the things that are pleasing in His sight. That's what we are about.
Amen. I love that. Things that are right and things that are pleasing in His sight. And that is what
you guys are doing
over there. And what is the pastor's name over at Colossians?
The pastor of Colossians is Evans.
Okay, Peter A. Evans. Well, Mavis, talk to us a little bit about the upcoming women's service on this coming Saturday.
Well, the women of Colossians, in fact, the whole body at Colossians is just so excited about you coming on Saturday. And we've even invited the men because we want them to know that there are some things that you will have to say that are beneficial to them as well as to us. So on Saturday, September the 6th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., we will be honored to have as our guest speaker Sister Nicole Cleveland. I do believe that's you, right?
That is me. I'm excited for sharing my story and talking about the love of God and talking about the power of forgiveness and talking about
Absolutely. Moving on.
So that's what we're going to be talking. So I'm glad that you invited the men out. We could have an interactive discussion. But we're also going to be eating, too. Talk to me a little bit about the 12 table.
Okay, great. Well, not only will we be honored with your presence as you talk about your books and about forgiveness and reconciliation, we're looking forward to that. But we also, and we just wanted to be a little more fancy than just calling it just a luncheon. So one of the ladies of the church suggested that we would have this feast called the Feast of the 12 Tables. And what it is, each table represents a month, and you serve the food for that month. I'll give you an example. I'm celebrating July. That's my birthday. So in July, my table will be decorated like the 4th of July, Independence Day, with the flags and, you know, and all of that stuff, everything that's representative of the month of July. And my food for the month of July would be like hamburgers and hot dog and devil eggs, you know, the things that you serve at a picnic and the lemonade and those things. So each table, like November is the turkey and the greens and the yams, and May is also picnic stuff and Memorial Day. So every month will be decorated and food for that month. So there's going to be plenty of food, and we're asking for a $10 donation. But if somebody should come and they don't have the $10, they are more than welcome to come in and join in to listen to Nicole Cleveland and to enjoy the Feast of the 12 Tables.
Amen, amen. And where is the church located, Mavis?
Our church is located in the city of Newport News. The address is 856 Old Fort Eustis Boulevard. And we're very easy to find. We're right off of Interstate 64, right there at the Fort Eustis Boulevard exit. Very easy to find.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I'm excited about the actual event on Saturday. I'm excited about sharing with the women. I'm just excited about God using me. So thank you so much. Every time I get a chance to minister or share the Word of God or my story with other individuals, I'm humbled because He chose me to do it. So thank you for thinking of me.
Yes, you are very well thought of, and your friend Sherby Wilkes has really talked you up to the max, so we are so excited about this. And another thing I'd like to say, Nicole, if you can bring people with you, I will make myself responsible for 5 tickets. So if you got
five people
who want to come, just tell them that we were donating tickets, and I believe Sherby has her tickets to donate as well. So you can bring along about 10 people or more. We'll see
how
they're taken care of.
Well, it's a great avenue to actually share that. So if somebody wants a ticket or they want to come down, you can just inbox us and let us know that you heard Mavis on the actual radio show, and we will get that ticket for you. That's great. Thanks so much, Mavis.
Sounds great. Thank you, and God bless you. Looking forward to seeing you on Saturday.
Amen. Thank you. All right, listeners, that was Mavis Yvonne Dixon, and she was on the show to talk about the actual event on Saturday that I will be a guest speaker at. Hope to see you down there in Newport News at Colossians Baptist Church at 11 a.m. We are about to segue right into our next segment, and we're going to talk to Grace Gilliam. Now, Grace has a new single out, and it is called The Jesus Slide. It's called The Jesus Slide, and sort of similar like the electric slide, but it's got Jesus all up in there. So what we're going to do now is I'm going to play the song, and then we're going to play a little bit of the song, and then I'm going to bring Grace on the line. So don't go away. Listen to this song, and it's going to make you happy.
Come on and shout it on back. Let's go to the cross. but you wanna be right. Strut to the front, now praise them how you want. Come on and shout it on back. Let's go to the cross, by the glory. You don't wanna be lost. Do the Jesus life. Come on, everybody, let's do the Jesus life. Come on and let me the Jesus life. If you're not ashamed, let's do the Jesus life. The Jesus life. You wanna be right, be right to the front. Now praise them how you want. Come on and shout it on back. Let's go to the cross. By the glory, you don't wanna be lost. Slide to the left, but you wanna be right. Strut to the front. Now praise them how you want. Come on and shout it on back. Let's go to the cross. By the glory, you don't wanna be lost. Let the Jesus die.
Jesus slide, everybody do the Jesus slide. I absolutely love that song. I love it, love it, love it. Grace, 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 we're going to bring Grace on the line. I tell you, that song makes me happy. It's fun. It's energetic. You know, you can freestyle. You can do whatever you want to do. And it's got Jesus all up in it. So I want to bring Grace on the line. Grace, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi. And congratulations on your new single, Grace.
Thank you so much.
You are more than welcome. Now I'm going to do a little background about you. Now, Grace is a Richmond, Virginia native. She has a passion for God, music, writing, and entertainment. She's open for an array of artists such as Anthony Hamilton, LL Cool J, Frankie Beverly and Maze, Christopher Williams, Kareem Bailey Ray, Sheryl Crow, and a list of others. Now, I have had the opportunity to be in Grace's presence when she is going in, going under. And I tell you, this woman of God is anointed. She is really anointed. So, Grace, if I've missed something, share with the listeners who exactly is Grace. I gave your formal bio, but who exactly is Grace Gilliam?
Well, I would have to say that Grace Gilliam, first of all, is a Christian, a child of God, a sinner saved by grace. And as you stated, I love music, writing, singing, dancing, and all things Jesus. That's who I am.
I love it. I love it. I love it. And talk to me a little bit about your journey, because you know you always knew that you wanted to do music. You wanted to sing. At what age did you know you wanted to do this professionally?
When I was a junior in high school, that was the first time I went to a recording studio, and I loved recording. And prior to that, I've been writing ever since I was in elementary school. So it's always been a passion of mine to sing, But I took it seriously once I went into the recording studio. And from there, I don't think I left the recording studio yet.
Wow.
So, yes, high school, definitely.
It was high school. So have you been singing since you were a child? Have you been singing? Like, a lot of times you hear people say, I sang since I was 2 years old. Was that you?
I think I came out of the womb singing. I don't remember not singing.
Okay, okay. Wow.
And then, of course,
go ahead.
I was going to say I got my start, of course, singing in church, and, of course, I'm still singing for God. So my father, he's a preacher, and I was a PK, so I remember singing for him wherever he went. He called on little Gracie.
Bless your heart. Bless your heart. You're blessed and you are anointed, and give you kudos, honey. I wish I could belt that out, but, you know, God didn't gift me with that, although I think I can sing. Grace, talk to me a little bit about your journey, because you knew you wanted to sing professionally, but you've had some bumps and you've had some bruises. So talk to me a little bit about that, because Breathe Again is a moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. So a lot of people are giving up on their dreams. They are backing down because it doesn't look like it's coming to pass in reality. But I want you to let the audience know that it didn't happen overnight for you. What are some of the things you've had to overcome?
Definitely. Well, as an artist, I have had to overcome quite a few obstacles. For one, I signed with a production company right out of high school that failed to follow through on agreements after countless hours in the studio and money spent out of my pocket. There was also a time when I was a part of a music theater tour in Italy that was scheduled for 3 months. And after about 2 months, of the tour, a foreign promoter stole the money from the tour account and flew off to another country. And because of the pretty much.
Let's back up a little bit. So basically,
right.
they brought you over to Italy to go on a tour, and what was promised to you, the money from the tour, was stolen while you were on tour. So basically they ran off with the money and you were not paid?
Right, pretty much. I came from a nice spa treatment. I was trying to enjoy Italy while I was there. And my fellow castmates, we were called down to the hotel lobby and, you know, pretty much were all given the news. We had to do one last show before we left. It was that same night, so it was definitely a lot of emotions running high.
Sure.
But we were able to, you know, we were able to complete that particular show, and then we had to go back to the U.S. So that was a huge obstacle. Yeah, and definitely took us by surprise and caught us off guard.
Yeah. That is bananas. So it does not happen overnight. You know, you're going to bump your head. You're going to have bruises, and you just got to keep going. Is that right?
That is definitely right. I mean, the show must go on. Some were in tears. I was upset. And we still had to give God the glory in spite of.
Amen.
So you have to roll with the punches. And you have to remember why you're doing what you're doing and who you are doing it for. And it was for the glory of God. So the show must go on.
Wonderful, wonderful. And talk a little bit about your publishing company, because you have a publishing company as well. What's that about?
Yes, I have a publishing company. It's a music publishing company called Grace Lerone Publishing. And I actually chose that name, Lerone, is Hebrew for the song Is Mine. That name Lerone is my brother and my father's middle name. So it was just a coincidence that it fit and it worked perfectly. So that's
how
the name
how fitting.
Right. The song is mine.
Yes.
Wonderful. Definitely.
So basically, I don't know a lot about music, but I watch some of those unsung shows and different things that you hear on interviews where you'll see child stars and they grow up and then they're broke and they say that I never received a dime from the actual company. That's
right.
Why you did this publishing company. Is that correct?
That is correct, because as a music publisher, you're responsible for ensuring that the songwriters receive payments when their compositions are being used. So being that I am also the writer, it cuts out the middleman. So I'm able to track my own royalties, and I'm able to play songs and, you know, TV, television shows and films, and I'm able to decide, you know, where I want the song to be played. So it's definitely an advantage to have your own publishing company.
I love it.
You have to be a hard worker in order to have a publishing company. So I wouldn't say that that's for everyone. So if you just, you know, like to write and you don't, you know, really like to promote or place, then you may want to find a music publisher that will do that for you. But if you don't mind grinding it out, I would say definitely, you know, start your own publishing company.
Yeah, yeah. Good advice for those that really just don't know. And a lot of times people get taken advantage because we don't know, and we need to have that knowledge, because knowledge is power, but we have to apply that knowledge. Grace, talk to me about the Jesus Slide. We just played the song.
Yes.
It's fun. It's so much fun, and the video was fun. I just want to do the Jesus Slide. Where did that come from?
Well, actually, the song came from God, a total 100% credit to God. I was asleep, and I woke up one day, and I said, I want to dance. And I was like, I want to do a dance for God. And I just started to dance in my hallway, and then word started to come. And I'm like, wow, this is a great idea.
Yeah.
I can do a Christian line dance. Now, where I messed up at is I didn't write it down, and I didn't think about it anymore. The thought, the song, all left. And then one day I received a call. A young preacher, friend of mine, was having a birthday party, and I'm like, he doesn't listen to secular music. I know people that are there that they like to dance. What are we going to listen to? What are we going to dance to? And then it popped right back in my head. Oh, the Jesus Slide, that was what I was working on. And so I'm just so glad that God gave that to me again. He refreshed my memory. One thing that I would, you know, like to tell people, that when you do have an idea, make sure you write it down. Write the vision, make it plain so you can run with it. So, but it was definitely inspired by God. I prayed on the words. I prayed on the dance moves. I wrote a letter to him. I mean, pretty much I consulted God on every aspect of this song, so I'm happy with it because of that.
I love it. Honey, I love it. I think it's fun. It's inviting. It just wants you, it makes you want to bring your friends together and people you don't even know and pull them and just do the Jesus Slide. Now, Grace,
yes.
I have to ask a selfish question. This dropped on September 1st, is that correct?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so is this your first interview?
Is this my first interview on this song?
Yes.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Yay! I'm excited.
Definitely.
I'm excited because you are going somewhere with this song. I see this song in movies. I see this song on all over the internet. I see mobs of bull just doing the actual Jesus Slide. So how can people purchase this Jesus Slide, and how can they get in touch with you?
All right. Now, as far as to purchase the Jesus Slide, it is available on iTunes, Amazon, and Google Play. It's also on some other online stores as well, and it's 99 cents. All you have to do is put in Jesus Slide Grace, and I will pop right on up. I'm also on YouTube, as far as if you want to check out the video, and you would just put in Jesus Slide Grace, and that should pop up as well. If you want to contact me, I am on Twitter, www.twitter.com/JesusSlide. I'm on Instagram.com/JesusSlide, and my email is GraceLarone Publishing@gmail.com. So for any type of booking or any questions that you may have. And I'm also on Facebook also, Grace Lamone Publishing, and you can inbox me there.
Amen, amen. I love it, love it, love it. I'm encouraged by you. I'm inspired by you. And I know the listeners are as well. So a word of advice for those that may be an artist, maybe a struggling artist, maybe thinking that they're about to give up, can you give them just a word of encouragement right now, Grace?
Yes. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. That would be my word of advice, to definitely consult God, and he will.
Amen.
He will show you. He will lead you, and he will guide you into all truth. That's my answer. I can't even make it even more plain than that. So definitely seek God, and he will lead you. He owns everything. He will make provision. So wherever there is a vision, he will make provision. I'm a witness of that. I would say definitely continue to praise him, lift him up. He inhabits the praises of his people. So the more you praise him, the more he will bless you, be obedient to his word, so you'll be able to hear from him, so he can direct you. So pretty much all roads lead to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's the key to success.
I love it, love it, love it. Well, that has been our time, Grace. God bless you in all that you do, and much success to you and the Jesus Slide.
Thank you so much, Nicole. I appreciate you having me.
Oh, you're more than welcome. All right, listeners, that has been our show. We went a little bit over, but that's okay. You can come back and listen to the entire show, the entire archived show, which will be available in about 5 minutes. And we are going to take you home with the Jesus Slide. And you know, I never, ever say goodbye. I always say until next time. God bless you.
Jesus, slide. Everybody do the Jesus slide. Jesus,